Book 1, Chapter 1 of The Last Days of Pompeii. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Last Days of Pompeii by Edward G. Bulwer Lytton. Book 1, Chapter 1. The Two Gentlemen of Pompeii. "Ho, Diomed! Well met! Do you sup with Glaucus tonight?" said a young man of small stature, who wore his tunic in those loose and effeminate folds which proved him to be a gentleman and a coxcomb. "Alas, no, dear Claudius, he has not invited me," replied Diomed, a man of portly frame and of middle age. "By Pollux, a scurvy trick, for they say his suppers are the best in Pompeii." "Pretty well, though there is never enough wine for me. It is not the old Greek blood that flows in his veins, for he pretends that wine makes him dull the next morning." "There may be another reason for that thrift," said Diomed, raising his brows. "With all his conceit and extravagance he is not so rich, I fancy, as he affects to be, and perhaps loves to save his amphorae better than his wit." "An additional reason for supping with him while the sesterces last. Next year, Diomed, we must find another Glaucus." "He is fond of the dice, too, I hear." "He is fond of every pleasure, and while he likes the pleasure of giving suppers, we are all fond of him." "Ha, ha, Claudius, that is well said. Have you ever seen my wine cellars, by the by?" "I think not, my good Diomed." "Well, you must sup with me some evening. I have tolerable Murini in my reservoir, and I ask Panza the Aedile to meet you." "Oh, no state with me. Persicos odi apparatus. I am easily contented." "Well, the day wanes. I am for the baths. And you?" "To the quaestor, business of state, afterwards to the temple of Isis. Vale." "An ostentatious, bustling, ill-bred fellow," muttered Claudius to himself, as he sauntered slowly away. "He thinks, with his feasts and his wine-cellars, to make us forget that he is the son of a freedman, and so we will, when we do him the honor of winning his money. These rich plebeians are a harvest for us spendthrift nobles." Thus soliloquizing, Claudius arrived at the Via Domitiana, which was crowded with passengers and chariots, and exhibited all that gay and animated exuberance of life and motion which we find at this day in the streets of Naples. The bells of the cars as they rapidly glided by each other jingled merrily on the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?